Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know what usually happens around this time on Thursdays? What's that, Sammy, when you're in New York?
We hear from the big guy, my dinner date, Jeff Schwartz.
Sideways. Oh, he didn't ditch you this time?
He ditched me one time. Once.
Well, you kept bringing it up. So I'm asking.
So well, there he is.
There he is. There he is. Did you out-eat him again?
I got to unplug. Did I out-eat him again? No, I don't think we ate about the same yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did.
You got to slide into the shot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we
nice and close.
Well, I had more chips. I can be serious. I had a lot of chips. I had a full fajita. It was very delicious. Sammy not being able to hear out of his ear is still it's
bad. It's been 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has to walk on the other side of the street, like the other side of me, to listen to me while we talk. He's like, "Oh, I can't hear you, buddy," and goes to the other side.
It's a grandpa.
I almost tempted to get Krispy Kreme yesterday. That did not happen.
Yeah, we're walking back from dinner, and Jeff, like, it was very funny. I thought it was funny, and he said it. So we're walking by, and the Krispy Kremes are hot off the press.
Yeah, you can smell them.
And he goes, "Man, that smells good." I go, "Let's get them. Come on." He goes, "No, I'm not a child."
Like that's something my kids would ask. You know, be like, Dad, like, let's get Krispy. It smells good. And I'd be like, probably be like, yes, fine. But, you know, sometimes as an adult, you can't eat 4 Krispy Kremes before bed, you know? It's just not going to work out well.
Yeah. I hate making those decisions. Like, now you actually have to think about it. Like, before, when you're younger.
I told him, I said, like, eating 4 of those is probably not good before you go to sleep. So I passed on the Krispy Kremes last
night. I didn't go to sleep till like 2 in the morning.
Well, that's because you are a different person than I am.
Right.
Uh-huh. I was, like, so excited to get into bed 10 o'clock, just, like, snuggled in the bed. Oh, it's great.
Nobody bothering you.
Who's Michigan going to hire?
What a situation. The internet has done a good job with it, as expected on Twitter. I mean, if Kalen DeBoer wasn't in the playoff, I think it would be Kalen DeBoer. But I just don't know how you back away from a playoff. Like, that'd be twice now he's left a playoff team. You know, he left Washington to go to Alabama. Then he coached the Washington team, but then left. And then he'd be leaving another playoff team to go to Michigan. That just feels unlikely. You know, people have thrown Jed Fish out there. I don't think that would fire up the fan base there, but he's done a good job at Arizona and Washington. I don't know, man. I mean, you have to imagine they knew this was coming at some point and want to get ahead of this. I don't know who the best can. I mean, if this was 3 weeks ago, I'd say that your option would be much better, but now there's not a lot of choices.
It probably depends a lot on the coach, what I'm going to ask you, but with the state of the program, with the players, what do you think happens? Because first off, they've known a while. They had signing day a week ago, And then, I mean, scummy move, but they held off the firing until a week after signing day, even though now all those guys can leave. But will they leave? Because a lot of the schools have used up their NIL money. So, like, what do you think happens with these players?
I mean, I think teams will find money for Bryce Underwood if he wants to go there. I think that's a pretty easy sell, right? And, by the way, the recruits that Michigan signed will be immediately eligible to transfer. Like, I'm sure they're going to try to be poached immediately. So, it's bad, you know, off the Harbaugh stuff, which are obviously different type of situation. But the fact is Michigan knew about this for weeks and hit it. I said this on the internet. I'll say it here. Like, if they wanted him around, he'd still be around, right? They would bury the story. It wouldn't get out, or maybe it would get out on message boards and no one would care very much. But the fact is they wanted him out and they found a way to get him out. You know, the unfortunate stuff that happened afterwards, they can't control, but just what happened in the building, they didn't want him there. And I'm curious how the players feel about it. We'll get, you know, portal announcements soon. The window opens immediately, so we'll know pretty soon whether or not they want to stay in Michigan or move on.
One last question. Yeah. Did you do the Oregon O-line, JMU D-line film yet?
I have not watched JMU yet. These two games are impossible to preview. Like, I know that the committee shouldn't think about doing our jobs, but like, how do you preview Ole Miss, Tulane, and JMU Oregon? You just say, I hope that those schools don't get dysentery and just like they, like, I don't know how you preview this game. If both teams are full strength, they're both going to be blowouts. And the pushback is always, well, there were blowouts last year. But the difference is you go into Ohio State, Tennessee, especially after Ohio State lost to Michigan, thinking to yourself, okay, this should be a good game. And then it's not, right? No one thinks JMU Oregon's going to be a good game. No one thinks Ole Miss Tulane's going to be a good game. And I just don't know if that's good for the system of college football. And look, I'm for G5's making. I think Boise last year certainly deserved to be in the playoff, but I don't know. I mean, Oregon's 21-point favorites for a reason.
Are you betting Army-Navy?
It probably gets to 24 before kickoff, right?
Army-Navy? Sorry, what?
Oh, no. Do you know there's a bowl game Saturday night?
Yeah, I saw.
The bucked-up LA Bowl hosted by Gronk.
Okay. Oh!
Yeah, Saturday night. Washington's favored by like 10 over Boise.
Wow.
I have nothing for Army-Navy.
Right. Okay.
See ya.
All right. Take care. See you in a few minutes, everybody.
It's a big man right there. Big man.
Here he goes. What'd he mumble on the way out?
That's what she said is what he said on the way out.
Oh.
So
– very good.
We were obviously talking last night at dinner, and he was getting into the measurables on. I got to fix my shot here. He was getting into the measurables on JMU's D line. Yeah, you're right. Nothing matters. He said JMU's biggest defensive lineman is 6'1", 270 pounds, or something like that.
Which is laughable. Oregon's, yeah.
Oregon has two NFL offensive linemen, and I think Oregon averages 6'3", 290 averages. So, you know, he's just explaining. He's not handicapping the game that way, but he's saying if I was on this offensive line, I would be fired up to just push these guys around for four quarters.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it. Is it the smallest team they've seen all year in the playoff? Who they playing non-con?
I don't remember if they played a cupcake, like an FCS cupcake. I'll pull it up right now. Oregon schedule. Montana State. Montana State, you got some big farm boys, country boys on that D-line, maybe.
Right.
They didn't play any year. I mean, it's one of the littler teams that they'll face.
Wow. That's true. That's a good point. That's why you get there at 21.5. I wonder if it's going to move as we get closer to that game. But yeah, that's going to be tough. Okay, so I'm looking at the Montana State depth chart. Like, they're the DN 6'3", 240, tackles 6'2", 285. They had some size. Their nose 300.
They're all white, too, probably. Yeah. Give me the names of the 285 guy.
Oh, hang on. I just closed it.
Well, these are just like big white Montana kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Polska?
Hunter Parsons.
Oh, that's – ooh, it's tough. Travis Thomas and I used to play black or white at Nesson, like right in front of the HR office. And
oh, my God.
He used to crack up. Yeah, well, Travis would play. So Travis would go, Jackson Dart, and I'd go, white. And then he'd go, Billy Edwards, white. And then Travis would go, Queen Sean Judkins. And I'd, we just die laughing.
Tough call. Oh, man. It's a tough one.
Yeah. It's a fun game. It's a fun game. Right. The HR lady was right next to us, too.
You should have, so. Yeah, you should have said, all right, let's do this on the show. Let's make odds on these.
Yeah.
That one was minus 5,000.
Yeah, the one year he found – so he'd find a list of guys, and he'd, you know, throw them out there. And then he'd always, like – you know, Travis is very hood. Travis would go, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, my God.
That was remember funny. Alabama had that corner?
Of course. Kool-Aid yes.
Yeah. Yes. Anywho, I've got three games that my guys bet in Vegas. So – one of them was Oregon. They laid 21. And some of these have moved a little bit, but it is what it is. These are what guys that I really respect played. They laid Oregon, 21. They took Old Dominion, which has been pounded. So this game, I'm trying to remember what they opened in Vegas. They opened 6.5. South Florida favored. But South Florida's whole staff is gone. And I don't think their quarterback's going to play. So they bet Old Dominion at +6, +5.5, and +5. That number is now 3.5. And then the third game, they really like Louisville.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Louisville's at home. Not at home. Louisville is a 9.5-point favorite against Toledo. So those are the three. They laid it with Oregon. They laid anything less than 10 on Louisville. Some books are 9.5, 10 now. And then they took the points with Old Dominion. Those are the three that I saw that I wrote down immediately.
Based on the guys that you talk to that do this seriously, do they amp it up for bowl games because they have information on who's playing, who's not playing, which coach is left, all that stuff? Or do they actually lay off a little bit compared to the regular season?
It's been a little different because I think some of these guys, like Vegas Rick, for example, we used to just try and find information and get ahead of it. But then there were a couple games where he laid like 25, 30,000 on a team. The line went from -2 to -7, and then the team lost outright.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And then you've had a couple scenarios where, okay, we're going to find out that this team is going to lose quarterback, left tackle, top two receivers. And then you bet that team at, you know, or not that team, you bet that game. So say that team's favored and they're favored by 6. and the quarterback, running back, two receivers, whatever. All these guys are going to leave. So you bet the dog at plus six, and the line goes into three. Well, then the other team, the whole team opts out. You know, you're like, ah, like now what do I do? So the problem is these mid-majors, well, mid-major is the wrong term. Mid-major is more of a basketball term. But, you know, a lot of these schools, like these group of five teams, they just get rated in the portal, just rated. And anybody who has a big year doesn't play in the bowl game. So it's – I didn't really answer your question. My reaction, though, from what I can gather is that the wise guys have been a lot more cautious than they used to be because they're just waiting on that other shoe to drop on the other team.
Yeah, that sounds like that's right. Like, it feels like it does invite some randomness. And sometimes you don't know that it's going to be more second and third stringers, but it ends up being that. Or it's kind of hanging in the balance, and we don't know a little bit for a while, like how they're preparing too. Like, we know they're preparing in the regular season, but there are a lot of variables that you've got to take into account. So certainly curious about that. The real answer probably is it depends. How good is the information? How much do you have? Do you have an advantage on this number, right? You have any sort of an edge? A lot going on there. Army-Navy, Jeff said he's not touching this game. The first thing that a lot of people like to talk about is the total. That gets a lot of play. It goes over last year, under 28.5 in 2023. The 2022 over ended the long streak. It was a 16-year streak of unders, and it needed double overtime to go over that number. I think it was 32 that year. But we know, historically, it's about unders. But the total this year is a little bit higher than what we've seen in recent seasons. It's sitting 38. Navy, a heavy favorite. BetMGM up to 6.5. Still a lot of sixes out there. Do you have anything on this?
I like the first quarter under. I have for a while. I've been playing this more than the full game under. It's 7.5, which might seem a little low, but the books are smart because these two teams are tight as hell in the first quarter, and it doesn't take much to keep these teams out of the end zone. There's not a lot of explosive plays. You don't have NFL talent on the field. And now you're protected through the seven because I played the under a couple years ago. It was 6.5. And obviously 7-0, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. But think about that. The game total is 38. The first quarter total is 7.5. The books know. They're not stupid. They're not going to hang a 10 or a 9.5. So, you know, you do 7.5 times 4, it's a lot lower than 38. But wise guys have been playing this for a while. You basically need to avoid two scores. Well, I guess field goal, you'd win. But, like, touchdown field goal is how you're going to lose, or three field goals. But you don't get a lot of possessions in these games. They go for it on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, flip the field potentially. Like, say Army's down to the Navy 12, and it's 4th-and-2. We're going to have a 4th-down try. And then if it's not converted, now the other team's got to go 88 yards. So I just like a slow start, not a lot of talent, first quarter under.
Army rushes the ball 86% of the time, Navy 78% of the time. So we know it's going to happen. The difference, why you get the big number is, you know, Navy, they move the ball. Army, not so much, outside the top 100 in yards per play for Army. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, we'll keep things rolling here. Bet Sweats, 10 toes down. Top of the hour. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.